There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast on the left.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Well, I can't rape you.
What character is that?
I don't know.
Louis Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong was not a rapist.
Why can't we be friends? I put you down on the bed and I finger you with my big fun fingers. I'm gonna rape you.
That's good.
Louis Armstrong.
The fun thing about radio, when you do minstrel, you don't have to put on blackface.
Yeah.
People can just imagine.
That's not minstrel. That's an impression of a famous performer.
Okay, it was great.
That's it.
Are we good? Okay. Yeah, that's Marcus. I'm Ben there. With us, as always,
Louis Armstrong. Yeah. As the sky's blue, I raped the woman out.
It was that
that's a different
I don't know.
Version.
I'm sorry. That's just... That's a thing I do.
Uh-huh.
I play characters,
right?
I'm a character comedian.
Most of
this is Henry Zebrowski, by the way. I know you thought that it was actually Louis Armstrong there for a second because you're stupid.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
You're not stupid.
You're not stupid. We love you. You're not stupid.
That's
especially
good.
You, who's listening right now. You're not stupid.
You're not stupid. And Louis Armstrong was not a rapist.
Yeah, but I'm back and I like to push the ladies down.
What is
the panties don't stop me.
You know what, Louis? We're going to take it from the top. Just take it from the top.
What is it? What song are we playing?
I have no idea. Louis lost his mind.
But no, I exaggerate certain factors about the famous people when I go through my process of generating characters.
And what is your process exactly?
How
many ounces of beef are involved?
Oh, I mean, I ate 4 hamburgers today.
Oh.
Literally did that.
Yeah, that's not an exaggeration. Yeah.
That's not an you
that
went
is
to a barbecue.
Not a tall tale. I went to a barbecue and I ate it was an Obama barbecue, and so it was all organic, wonderful beef.
And how much money did you raise for Obama?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
I put $4 in the bucket.
4 hamburgers, $4. I think that's why we're in a recession.
Hey.
But that's okay. All right, well, speaking of eating food and big fat people, today we're going to talk about what fat people love to do, eat, but not hamburgers. We're talking people. We're talking cannibalism.
Cannibalism.
Today on the last podcast on the left.
A taboo subject. Ooh, taboo.
Taboo.
But this don't do it. Nobody likes you if you
true.
Do it.
I was reading a thing, and anthropologists were saying that is the one thing in the pale of human behavior that is like the most aberrant. The idea of cannibalism.
Define aberrant.
It means bad. It means bad.
It means, okay.
It means people hate it.
Yeah, people don't liking it no mo.
He touched me in my boo-boo place.
But
that's
the thing,
aberrant.
That's aberrant behavior.
Oh, wow. Yes. What does that mean?
No boo-boo place
no
touch.
No boo-boo place touch.
Good. But it's true. But the thing is that, yeah, he's like, it's the most abhorrent, aberrant behavior that one can do. But
stupid
everybody's done it. Every single society since the beginning of human thought has eaten other people. I mean, for stuff that's weird. Yeah. You know, like I was reading this, like, you know, again, people eat people in times of victory. You beat your victor. You eat the heart of the person in order to.
I think that's wonderful.
Yes. And then there's certain tribes of the African nations that were extremely fond of young women's breasts and genitalia, said they tasted good.
So they cut them off of these women's
bodies. Oh, yes.
And cooked them up in a nice stew and
then
ate their titty. Seems like a fatty stew.
It is a fatty stew.
Really? The least healthy part of a human body to eat would be the fatty breast.
But these people are like, they were all like Usain Bolt back in the day. They were all running and jumping and fighting and hunting and jumping and climbing. And
I thought you were going to say hemming and hawing.
No.
They weren't hemming and hawing.
No, they were taking action.
Oh, okay.
No, they don't sit around thinking about shit. They stab you to death.
Interesting.
And they cut your breasts off and your pussy and they eat.
Natural. Although I will say, I can't imagine the sustenance you get from a female vagina. I mean, there's not a lot there. A couple of lips, you know, maybe a clitoris.
That's why you do its quantity.
I feel
quality.
Like what
you get a bunch of them.
If you went to like the fanciest tribal restaurant, that's the sort of
the pompous,
the pompous cuisine they would serve. The labia. I'm not full off a fucking labia. Hey, I paid 8 elephant teeth for this.
You mean to tell me I gotta go eat 4 human hands before I come into
this
fancy
is
restaurant?
This is Barbara. We're not coming here anymore. It's a ripoff.
Let's go to the buffet. Yeah.
Let's go to the buffet.
The titty buffet and some eyelids. Oh, I love the eyelid buffet sometimes.
Pop them in your mouth and crack them like a bunch of crackers.
So people throughout history have just been enjoying consuming other people's body parts.
Yeah, and now it's just the most reviled thing that you can do.
Was it always considered reviled? I mean, obviously it was a point of victory. And then, but what about civilizations that were starving? I mean, they have to eat other people for good reasons.
Obviously. And there were places, they were like, there was one tradition that if there were a mighty warrior had died, you ate his body out of pity and consideration for him. So there was a lot of, like, people would eat, if their chief died, they would eat him. Mm. Or if, like, a big thing is, like, if your children's die, like, if your children die of, like, natural causes, like, way early, like, they would eat the children
and
out of respect.
That sounds very good. I imagine children meat falls right off the bone.
Apparently.
Right?
I got really into researching what the human meat tasted like, because a lot of guys won't, you know, most of our reports of what human meat tastes like comes from, like, Dahmer and, like, these people. But, like, you got to take their stuff with a grain of salt.
Yeah, Dahmer was from Wisconsin. He put ketchup on everything.
Oh, yeah. It just tastes like cheese curds. Yeah, he put butter all over the bun before eating it.
And the man's palate was just ruined by years at that chocolate factory.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't get any of the finer hints. But a sociologist wrote this book called Jungle Laws, where it's, like, he traveled with this African tribe and he watched a cannibalism ritual, and then proceeded to order a very recently dead cadaver. This is in Paris.
Okay.
And roasted it on a spit and ate it. And he said that you could compare it to really, really good veal.
Oh, see,
good
veal. I'd always heard pork.
Pork is just like the reason why he compares it to veal is because it's the way it's cooked. When human meat is cooked, it turns a gray color like lamb or veal does.
Oh.
And then it has that sort of a little bit of a gamier, mealier taste,
yeah,
but smells like fucking delicious cooked rump roast steak.
Yeah. It sounds like it would be great with a curry.
Yeah.
Human curry sounds really powerful.
Yeah.
So this guy was in France. He got a cadaver.
This was in, like, the year 1909.
Hey,
where
Barry,
like,
what you cooking there? Hey, come on over for the barbecue.
Come over. It's fucking human dick.
You know what?
That's great.
You know what,
buddy? I'm going to watch the Saints game at my place.
It's
bizarre. What, man? You guys in that little exchange, you referenced, like, three cannibal stories that I have pulled up.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're tying this all together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Like, people at home who listen to this podcast, you think that this is all just random.
Mm-mm.
We sit, we plan, we weave together a story for you so that you can be properly entertained.
That's right. So do we want to get into more of this wonderful sociologist work?
Yeah, I bet you did I eat a baby.
Thank you, Louis.
Apparently, and also that baby meat on a human baby is so tender, you could compare it to the same texture as fish. That if you ate a baby's succulent ass, it would just eat.
It's actually a very small part of the baby, the butt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But that's where you want to do, where you chew on its arms.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do.
Suck its brain out of its skull. Yeah. You can do that,
too. You can do that with a straw.
It's like a soft-boiled egg, where you just saw the top, and then you just mix up the brains. Could have put some raw garlic in there and just...
Right. Yeah, hit
human
it on the
brains.
Head with a spoon a couple of times. Sounds very, very tasty. So what was?
I like this one.
I do love this one too. What was the point of the sociology's research? What conclusion did he come out with, or he just wanted to figure out what it tasted like just for the experience?
Oh no, he was a sick fuck. That
oh,
guy,
is that
like,
what it was?
He was into the experience, and he was a sociologist, but he was also like, if he wasn't doing that, he probably would have been a serial killer.
Right. Which I'm sure is. I mean, how did he get the human body? He must have known
He knew a dude.
Yeah,
he knew a dude, right?
I can get you a toe, man. 3 o'clock can get you a toe, you know?
Yeah.
There's no meat on the toe. I need the whole body. I'm having a huge barbecue here. Everyone's coming over.
Well,
doing a fundraiser.
It's going to be big. An Obama fundraiser. This big fatty. He always likes 4 human burgers. Then he only tips $4.
There was a case of a guy in Russia who killed and killed people and served the meat to his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had no idea.
It's a funny little piece of life. He's doing something very nice. I mean, he's doing something terrible, killing, murdering, cooking up a person, but then he serves it.
Yeah. He killed 7 women. He lived in Kazakhstan.
What's his name again?
His name, shit, what the hell is his name?
Vladimir Putin.
It doesn't show what his name is. This is kind of a shitty list, but he boasted as having killed anywhere between 50 to 100 women.
Ooh.
Prided himself on trying to rid the world of prostitutes.
Oh, yeah.
And he also had his teeth replaced with metal fangs.
What was he, goth?
Yeah,
he was.
I kind of love the teeth thing.
Yeah, that sounds like he's just like he's like a steampunk guy. Yeah.
He was eventually caught when some of his drunk friends found a human head and intestines inside his fridge.
Interesting. I think maybe it was the giant metal fangs in his mouth.
Yep, that might have been a tip
I think
off.
That's really. It's hard to do a job interview where you're like, hey, Nah. Sonority, nice young girls. Blah, blah.
Well, I don't know if you're right for Pete's Grocers, but maybe
come to my house, make a special dinner.
We can get you a job in the deli.
I can't really understand you with the giant metal fucking dentures you have in your mouth.
Yeah, that's the only point
and you're
of a drooling. Denture.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Constantly drooling. Because he's constantly getting his appetite, pleasure. He's always salivating. There's people everywhere he goes.
I want to rush my teeth, hon. They're rusted together.
Oh, by the way, I was thinking about it. I passed some cows. I went down to Pennsylvania with Edward from, Stinky Eddie from the Round Table.
What a fun
some cows.
Car that must have been.
Holy
How
cool.
much human heat can be generated in a car if you put you and Ed together in seats?
It was very, very bizarre. The car itself, the car gave itself air conditioning. It was trying to air condition itself.
What does that even mean?
So, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I was passing some cows, and I realized we should start seasoning them when they're alive. Season them alive. And then, so with people, man, start seasoning people now, and then when you fucking
eat
them.
You can't season. You don't eat.
Up the pooper. Put it up the pooper and let the body season from the inside while it's alive.
I cannot fucking imagine that is possible.
It's possible.
It is possible.
I mean, you can shoot shit up a cow's ass. That doesn't mean it's going to taste better.
This is my
put
other
some
thing.
Onions underneath its
what
skin.
What if it ate onions and garlic?
Yeah, then
what
that's,
if it
that's
ate it, and,
it?
Like, would it start to smell that way?
I know they feed Kobe beer, or they give him beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they drink beer.
Yeah, and they rub sake all
over the
fucking
cock and balls. Oh, we're going to taste amazing then. If you're a cannibal, come and eat us.
But there's also all that weird tobacco residue that's still in all of our systems, and
I'd taste awful.
You'd be disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no meat on Marcus.
Yeah. I could be very delicious.
I think you could be the closest thing to a woman's breast.
No, but this is still all fat.
Well, that's
no,
all
no,
are.
No, but that's gross.
You don't have to show us.
No,
Henry, why did you
look
at your shirt? Why are you?
I just did it.
It's pretty. It's actually beautiful.
I just forgot I was doing it while I was doing it.
I know. Anyway, so what's going on with this Russian dude?
And so, that's the end of the Russian guy. But let's move on over to Germany. We got two guys in Germany that I like. The first one, Joachim Kroll. Retarded fella.
Oh, this guy. You should see the look on this guy's face, too. He looks like a retarded version of Fredo from Godfather.
He looks nice.
I got passed over. I should have been the Godfather.
Yeah. Well, the man was mentally retarded and was a beloved member of a small community in Northeast Germany.
Absolutely, because they used to dress him up as Bip-Bop, the fucking monkey boy, every like whatever Santa Maria parade that they have, like in Williamsburg every
I'm
3 weeks.
I'm going to eat you guys.
And the children even known him as Uncle Joachim.
Creepy.
And unfortunately, he started killing them. Started killing and eating young girls.
Okay.
When they're just all over the place, it's like accidentally stepping on ants.
Too many of them.
It happens.
And one day, a neighbor was told not to use his upstairs toilet, and in a very nonchalant manner, the man said, quote, because it's blocked up with guts.
Guts, he is not
fun.
Good for the
Uncle Joaquin is just a jokester.
He is a joy.
I love him.
And a big part of this community.
I love him. I love his energy.
Mm-hmm.
He's everything that this whole neighborhood is about. But don't use that bathroom, though. It is chalk jam full of guts.
Yeah, little girl's guts. I guess they're not good for plumbing. Why would he... how do you get rid of a body, I suppose?
You soak it in lime in a bathtub.
Right.
Like, that's one thing. Or you chop it up into a bunch of little pieces and you feed it to alley dogs.
Oh, that's
what I would
do. Way to do it. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I would agree. Do, yeah.
Well, this man killed 14 young kids.
Hey, man.
And he insisted that young children had the best meat out of any other kind of human.
That's what they say, because it's before...
before they
during adolescence is when collagen starts, like, seeping into the meat, so it, like, gets tough.
Oh.
Babies and children are supposed to be the perfect things to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
And I suppose the easiest to catch as well, the easiest to bribe.
Not necessarily.
You
mean,
don't think so?
They're harder to. I mean, once you get them and really hit them in the head with a hammer a couple times, you're going to stop. You're going to drop a kid pretty hard.
Absolutely.
But like, yeah, because it's
to
like
do.
It would still be. You could hit us in the head with a hammer like four or five times, and we'd still be alive.
No, most people can survive quite a few blows to the head.
Yeah, but
I read
a
story about another guy that another cannibal that he. It took 24 blows to kill a guy.
Ah,
holy crap! Where was he hitting him?
In the head.
In the head?
Yeah.
He missed. He got a lot of shoulder shots in there.
He's not very strong.
Yeah.
25 hits to the head?
It's definitely able to... You can survive that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's too weak to kill.
It's just like
baby hits. You get 10 hits to the head. If you can't kill him in 10 hits, you don't get to kill him.
The human...
I mean, are you kidding me? How many fucking blows does this guy get?
Yeah, it's like T-ball.
Exactly. 10 strikes and you're out. It's retarded T-ball.
Well, another German man, and this one our listeners probably remember, probably heard of this guy. His name is Armin Muse.
Yeah. What year was this?
This was, all of this happened, let's see here, in 2002.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, 2002.
The guy with the baby guts in his toilet, that's 2000 as well?
No, that was in like the 60s.
Oh, okay.
That was a long
golden age of German cannibalism.
Yeah,
this is Armin is more part of the neo-cannibalist thing. It's that swing music. He's big in Germany right now.
Those cannibals these days dancing around.
Dancing with they're bit popping.
Interesting. Louis,
dancing the lady and then eating big old titties. Oh, I know that I like better than pinning a girl down, eating the titties up.
Is that your favorite part of a person to eat?
Like, oh, you got to eat the titties. I eat your pussy off your legs.
Well, Armin.
That's nuts. Is that what gives you that wonderful singing voice?
Armin Muse.
I think Louis's gone crazy from all the human tit.
I think Louis has lost it.
Is he consuming human breasts again?
Oh, excuse me now. I got to suck on a pair of knees.
All right. Put a nipple on him.
Lick my knees.
Lick my knees.
That's disgusting. If anyone has a lick my knees fetish out there, please write us. I want to meet you. I got a tongue that could use some loving.
Well, Armin Muse.
Yuck.
God. Armin Muse was a guy. He was a guy that people might have heard of. He was the man who posted on the internet saying that he was looking for somebody to eat, kill and eat.
Right,
and he got a response. He's looking for a willing volunteer. Muse posted an advertisement at a website, The Cannibal Cafe.
Not even a clever disguise.
No.
Well, the disclaimer mentions the distinction between reality and fantasy. Like those suicide websites.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, Muse Post stated that he was, quote, looking for
FoxNews.com. anyway.
Looking for a well-built 18 to 30-year-old to be slaughtered and then consumed. A guy, a man responded to it, and many other people responded to it and then backed out. They're like, whoa, didn't know you were serious there, bud.
Right, right.
But one guy, as is known from a videotape the two made when they met on March 9th, 2001, in Muse home, Muse amputated the other man, whose name is Brandis, amputated his penis, and the two men attempted to eat the penis together before Brandis was killed. Brandis had insisted that Muse attempt to bite his penis off. This did not work. And ultimately, Muse used a knife to remove Brandis' penis. Brandis apparently tried to eat some of his own penis raw, but could not because it was too tough and, as he put it, chewy.
I imagine it was. You gotta get it hard before you cut it off. Get it firm.
I think it's the worst part to eat.
Definitely.
It's all cartilage.
Well, Muse then tried to fry the penis in a pan with salt, pepper, wine, and garlic. He then fried it with some of Brandis's fat, but by then it was too burned to be consumed. He then chopped it up into chunks and fed it to the dog.
He's just a bad cook. He wasted a sirloin steak or whatever the nicest, a Kobe beef steak.
At least prepare.
Prepare to cook well.
Know what to do. Have your onions chopped.
Cut up some fucking vegetables.
Absolutely.
Yeah, be a chef about it. If we're going to do this, do it right.
I'm with you, man.
You got one go. You got one shot at the mic.
Odds are you're getting one dick in your life.
You're getting one dick to cook and eat.
Be prepared. Get a sous chef in there.
Yeah.
Get some fucking nice chopped onions. Get maybe a Worcestershire
sauce.
Because
that's what luck is. Luck is, what is it? It's like opportunity meets like readiness. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Preparation.
Yeah. Preparation. Get it right. Cook the dick to our medium rare.
I would like to go to a place that has just a bunch of dicks in water, and then we could call it Bobbit for penis. Bobbit for penis.
Weird that
all right. Bobbit for totally penis.
According to journalists who saw the video, Brandis may already have been too weakened from blood loss to actually eat any of his penis, which means that he just kind of had the penis like flopping out of his
Don't think I like it. I don't think I like to eat it.
Is the dick the only thing that he cut off?
No. After the whole penis incident, he read a Star Trek.
They should get a bunch of penises.
That's like
in
the Phantom toll booth.
What? Yeah. What's that?
He read a Star Trek book for 3 hours while the guy was bleeding out in the bathtub. Muse also gave him large quantities of alcohol and painkillers.
Make you bleed faster.
20 sleeping pills and a bottle of schnapps. Kissed him. Well, it's Germany.
Yeah. That's fucking awful.
Can I have some schnapps?
I'm
like missing my dick here, man. Can I have some schnapps?
Come on, man. I'm fucking my dick, man.
Just fucking give me another shot of that delicious peach schnapps.
I'm fucking dying here, man.
All right, and he kissed him and finally killed him in a room that he had built in his house for this purpose called the Slaughter Room.
How did he kill him?
After stabbing Brandis
25 times in the head with a hammer.
He stabbed him in the throat.
Good.
And then he hung the body on a meat hook and tore chunks of flesh from it. He even tried to grind the bones to use as flour. The whole scene was...
Flour?
He's an idiot.
He is kind of an idiot. Well, he just doesn't know how to cook.
Just think about... If this is the only thing you want to do, you should know.
And bones can't be flour.
You should be so good at cooking other shit that by the time it comes down to cooking a human, you are so good.
You should be the guy that like buys all the sausages because they look like a dick and you should know how to grill up a perfect sausage. He's like, if I can do it with a sausage, I can do it with a dick.
Yeah.
And then it's just fucking one, two.
It's go time.
God damn it. This guy really fucked up the recipe.
Fucked it up.
Well, the big debate over this entire murder is this a murder at all? Since the man gave explicit consent, written and videotaped.
I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, it's murder.
Well, I mean, it's technically murder, but it is also like murder of somebody who wanted to be murdered.
Oh,
you know?
Fuck that. He still needs to be in some place where they know where he is all the time.
Well, you know, put him in a prison surrounded by a bunch of guys with dicks?
Yeah. Yeah, that will be like, hey, you know what happens when you don't cut off a dick and eat it? I fucking use it to rape you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just is how it is then.
Well, that's true. That people who, he believes that there are over 100 cannibals in Germany.
Ooh.
And,
sure,
quote, they should go for treatment so it doesn't escalate like it did with me.
There was a documentary called Interview with a Cannibal that Vice put out that is very similar to that, where a guy named Issei Sagawa, who was a Japanese man who was born in a he believes that where he came from is that some race of cannibal aliens dropped him off on the earth and his mother found him and took pity on him. That's his idea.
It's kind of his Moses story.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Space Jews.
You will feed that baby penis.
Hungry human eating space Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always fascinated with eating human flesh.
Right.
And since he was a child and he couldn't understand it, and he became obsessed with foreign women. He loves tall, bigger white women.
A lot of
like
food.
You. Like Gianna Michaels. Was just like, that would be his like number one. He'd be like, give it up.
She's a big man's meal.
In the 70s, he went to the Sorbonne in Paris. And he went to study comparative literature, the whole time realizing that he's setting himself up to go eat a woman. And his obsession with cannibalism has gone to a point, that's what he said, it was like, it was no longer a fascination, it was an obligation. He had to do it.
Right.
And so he befriended this super hot young Dutch girl who was like really tall, really big.
Full of weed.
So good. Aw, big tall.
Yeah.
And did this thing where he convinced her, like, he basically set it up, he convinced her that he needed someone to come and record German poetry in his apartment.
Oh,
she went over there and she's like, oh, yeah, I do what you do. I like what you like. This is my Dutch accent.
Yeah, it was very good.
You don't know what Dutch people sound like.
I don't know. No, I've never met one.
It was good, though, yeah.
But then you...
What a cheesy way to get a woman, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he said German poetry in my apartment.
He said one of their professors requested that they do it.
Yeah.
And
he went and got a gun while she's sitting at the table, and she was like kind of like talking to him, and he's like smiling, talking to her. And
listen to Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, he shot her brains out.
Shot her in the neck.
Yeah, and apparently she still talked to him for a little while, like totally in shock of what she was doing, and then she died. And then he basically then did the standard, raped her. And then
he raped her first?
Oh, yes, yes,
that's
yes.
That's the seasoning, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. And then he cooked and ate her body over 4 days and then basically tried to hide it by, like, he was like, I knew exactly where to go. There was this park that has a lake in it, and I'm just going to go drop off. I shoved what was left of the body into these two suitcases, and these two sopping wet, blood-filled suitcases. He got into a taxi cab, and he went. He didn't realize that it was still going to be sunny out at 8 o'clock at night because he's an idiot or just totally insane.
Probably an
and then
idiot.
He tried to, like, put the things in the lake. He just sit there, and he said he became fascinated with an old man walking a little girl, and he was watching, smiling and stuff, and finally someone was like, ah! And he looked over, and he just, like, had opened up his bags, and body parts were all over the thing.
And then he just, like, looked at the person, and he was like, my eyes were too big for my stomach.
And basically, long story short is that he's immediately captured.
Yeah.
He gets then extradited to Japan, because that's just what happens when you're a foreign dissident.
Okay.
And then Japan didn't know what to do with him because of this weird law transfer. So he didn't get any jail time. He was never convicted of a crime, even though, like, he totally admitted that he, like, I killed her to eat her. That's what he said. And that, but his judgment was from the Japanese courts that he was judged to be sane but evil.
Ah,
right.
Oh, that's kind of the coolest judgment of all time.
Right. But then he basically, from there, for money, a manga company approached him and asked him to draw a cartoon about his crimes, which he did.
So he's pretty an animator.
Sweet. Yeah.
It's kind of like traditional. It's influenced by, like, traditional German. Japanese art.
Pictures. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was really able to make money off of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
He made a healthy living, and then he did all these weird, like...
So the greatest thing he ever did was kill this woman.
He would make these... He orchestrated these videos that he did where he hired a Japanese porn actress to come. And all she's told is that you're going to be with this guy for the weekend, and you're going to... He's like, you have to fuck him 3 times a day. And so they sit and they fuck, and it's like him with this porn star, and they fuck 3 times, and it's all filmed. And then if you watch him... tell her what he did, what his crime was.
Well, they were fucking her afterwards.
After they fucked.
Okay,
and then show her pictures of the stuff and just watch them, like, cry. Like, he's like, they start, like, crying, like, really, you know, because they're shaking because you just had sex with a guy.
And the pictures are brutal.
Are they online?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No, yeah. It's the picture that I saw was of a torso. It was just her torso.
Can you pull it up, Marcus?
Let's
just do it after.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'll show you tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Henry.
But it was just of a torso. Both her arms and legs were cut off. Her tits were cut off. And her face was a little chewy. Because when he first started eating her, the first thing he did was he tried to gnaw on her ass. Like, he tried to bite into her ass, but couldn't. He's like, it made my jaw hurt. And then.
That's great. I mean, that's what I would do.
And then he got a fruit knife. Which I'm not really sure
what that is. I don't know. It's a Japanese thing.
Yeah, it's a fruit knife,
and he couldn't cut into the ass with a fruit knife.
Okay.
So he went out and got a meat knife, a curved meat
knife. That'll work better.
And came out, and he cut the ass open.
Uh-huh.
And it splits, like, and when I first saw it, it was yellow, like corn. And I only found out later that that was fat. But I dug in... deeper.
I think that's
to the red meat. He kept saying red meat.
Red meat.
Over and over. And he had a thing for thighs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Thighs that, like.
And then he has his whole apartment's, like, filled with pictures of women from magazines and stuff. And he's like, her thighs look so tasty. And then he was like, so in order to defeat my cannibalistic intentions, I would masturbate furiously. But now I am impotent and can no longer masturbate. Yeah. And I am afraid that my cannibalism will come back.
So it was a sexual thing? Or, like,
his
cannibalism would come back? No, but you're saying. But if you
masturbate. Most cannibalism is also
in modern
raping.
Day.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the serial killers, the cannibalistic serial killers, they're also rapers.
Let's just talk about the big big bad bone daddy.
Big
of the whole
bad
one.
Man.
Yeah.
Albert Fish, the Brooklyn Albert. Boogeyman, the monster of Waterloo. They also call it. There's like all these weird names for him.
Monster of Waterloo.
He was a man that we talked about, I think, in our serial killer March Madness.
I think we had him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was also
right
known
there.
As the Bumblebee of Bruges.
What?
No.
I like the Bumblebee of Bruges, though. I'd get eaten by that guy. It sounds fancy.
But Albert Fish was a...
sadist?
The king of perversion.
He was?
He invented several different sexual fetishes, including shoving rose stems up his dick hole.
Yep.
He put pins up in his crotch.
Yep.
And another thing I was reading about is that he used to soak a rag in kerosene, shove it up his ass, and then set fire to it.
Seasoning. Yeah.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
He was just, I mean, if you want to talk about a man with no boundaries.
Figgity, 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 fucked up.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah. No limits at all.
Because apparently he was put into this very, like, his father was 80 when he was born. It was just this old man. He just fucking fingered a young girl, put his short, clammy wang up inside
there,
of her.
Yeah.
And made him, right? They immediately put him in the most brutal of Charles Dickens' fucking orphanage.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where, you know, the kids were brutally spanked. And then he found out after a while, like, when they spanked me, I began to get hard. And then,
and they used to also piss and shit on him.
Yes.
Oh,
constantly.
Really?
And
human then toilet. Okay.
But he couldn't barely contain his excitement. He loved it all so much.
Right.
Like,
ever
since he was a boy. And then basically.
That's what happened when you get weak sperm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or extremely strong adaptive sperm. If people are going to piss and shit and spank you anyway, you might as well get hard over
it. He's such a disgusting fucking animal. But so.
He fucked a boy in Cleveland.
He did.
Yep.
He did. And that was his first arrest. He's also was married three times.
Yes.
This guy had three wives. He got a woman voluntarily had sex with Albert Fish.
Whatever I'd imagine they had to have been some pretty heinous hogs.
Ugh. Yeah, whatever the opposite of a trophy wife is, that's what they were.
Yeah.
punishment wife.
Yes. I do not flaunt her. I come home to her and I am sad.
But he was arrested for child molestation for a while.
Right.
And then got put in jail and bumped out, kind of like John Wayne Gacy. But he was not the cuddly.
John Wayne Gacy was arrested before
he was arrested for sodomy.
Oh.
He was arrested for sodomy, and that was like, and then he moved to a new town.
Yeah.
And
one very quick side note on John Wayne Gacy, it was just found out that a person who was thought to have been killed by Gacy actually died on Mount Everest.
Adventure.
Maybe John Wayne Gacy's right. He was framed.
The entire
he was framed.
I'm just a clown trying to make kids laugh.
Back to Fish. And by the way, Albert Fish, that's just an unsettling name.
Disgusting name.
Sounds smelly.
He only killed two people. He killed two young children.
Right.
But what he did was, like, up until that point, like, there was the one story as to where it all started from is that he started, not raping, but sort of exploiting this severely mentally challenged boy who was, like, 18.
Twiddling with him
a little
bit.
Yes, he was, like, doing stuff to him. And he became so fascinated with the idea of castration, that's all he wanted to do, is that he tied him up and started cutting his dick off, but apparently when he started yelling, it worried him. So then he tried to solve the wound, gave him a $10 bill, and skipped town.
Worried him.
Worried him.
When he was cutting off a boy's dick, he was
retarded
like, I
boy's
am worried.
Penis. Now he's going like, why you worried. Do Why you make my pee-pee hot? Why you make my pee-pee hot,
this is just turning me into a worried walrus.
I feel like a real worried worried.
I need to leave town.
All my anxiety is kicking in as if I'm cutting off a boy's penis.
Why you make my pee-pee hot?
Okay, here's $10, which in that time
was like a solid. It was like $15.
Not enough to replace your fucking dick, but like enough to get a nice smoothie.
But what Albert Fish is most known for is that he murdered a young girl. He befriended this family. So one thing he used to do is he used to go through the classifieds.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people looking for work, he would write them obscene, like, letters or, like, draw pictures of cocks and dicks.
Oh, come
and
on, your bricks. Like, yeah, man, yeah. I'm a mortar.
But that's what he used to do. And so he was casing out this young kid named Edward Budd, who was looking to be hired in the city.
I will say, if your name is Edward Budd, you're going to be killed
murdered.
By Albert
yeah.
Fish. I mean, that's just going to happen.
That's just what's going to happen. Just, that's a victim's name.
It is. It's
and
unfortunate.
Also, one quick side note. How much fun would it be to just draw pictures of dicks and just send them to random people?
I'd love to. Would you start sending them to NBC and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm talking about residences.
Oh, I'd love that.
Like just regular people.
Because no one would know what's going on. Or just be like, wrote a thing where it's just like, I see money in your future, and then draw like a big, thick, ropey cock on the back of it. And you see
ropey cock?
Yeah. See what they say. See how they react.
The
people are superstitious. In the end, they'll be like, well, money's coming.
Yeah. Right, right. Don't throw it away.
If you want to continue this chain letter, draw another dick and send it to 10 friends.
That would be amazing. We should try it, see if we get it back.
Yeah, yeah. I have a feeling someone will return it to us.
So
Albert?
He went to go pretend to hire this young boy to be his, like, whatever, like, assistant.
Right.
He saw young Grace Budd, his younger sister, there, and he convinced the parents, and he fell in love with her, and he convinced the parents to allow him to take her to a party of his.
Well,
they
sure,
said, yeah.
You seem like a creepy old man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't you have my youngest daughter?
It's his niece's birthday.
Yeah.
And this is all over the span of an afternoon, mind you.
Yeah,
he
just
really moved quick here.
Yeah. And then I guess
how
the story is that he
took... How old was this young girl, though, just to clarify?
She was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he took her into a house and took off his pants and then showed her his implements of hell, he called them, which was like a hammer, a bone saw, and a weird long curved knife he used to keep in a bag.
Bone saw!
I mean, he used to wrap himself in rugs saying that John the Baptist came to him and told him that's how you keep ghosts away from your brain. And that's true. And he also believed that God told him to kill children.
I'm sure that God
did. Which is what he does.
You definitely inspired Eli Roth and Clive Barker to create all the characters they created, which I think is good.
God does all sorts of nutty things.
He works in mysterious ways. Sometimes he cuts off a boy's dick. Sometimes he rapes and kills and fucking eats a girl.
And then sometimes he sends angels to win a football game.
You never know. Tebow.
You don't know what he's going to do.
Look at that. It's God's fingernails.
You imagine God's schedule. I got to help this guy cut off that boy's dick, eat this chick, and Tim Tebow wants to score? What the fuck am I going to do?
So the most terrifying thing that Albert Fish did is after he killed and ate this young girl, because it's a cannibal thing, and that's what he was obsessed with, he wrote a letter to the mother of Grace Budd.
Inspiring the song, of course.
And this is the, I will now read you the copy that he sent to her.
Ladies and gentlemen, Albert Fish, as read by Henry Zebrowski.
My dear Mrs. Budd. In 1894, a friend of mine shipped as a deckhand on the steamer Tacoma, Captain John Davis. They sailed from San Francisco for Hong Kong, China. On arriving there, he and two others went ashore and got drunk. Mm. When they returned, the boat was gone.
Oh,
it's already at a Tom Waits song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad. Yeah.
In that time, on arriving there, he and two others went to shore and got drunk.
That's a good Tom Waits.
Thank you.
At that time, there was famine in China. Oh. Meat of any kind was from $1 to $3 a pound,
which was a lot. Every other time in China when it was just doing so.
When it was just meat time.
So, what era of China did you live during?
Meat time.
Mostly woman's breasts.
The fucking Poontang dynasty. Bam, bam, bam. Eat that pussy.
Nice.
So great was the suffering among the very poor that all children under 12 were sold for food in order to keep others from starving. A boy or a girl under 14 was not safe on the street. Huh. You could go in any shop and ask for steak, chops, or stew meat. Part of the naked body of a boy or girl would be brought out and just what you want to cut from it. A boy or girl's behind, which is the sweetest part of the body.
Is this
and sold
real?
As veal cutlet.
Yes.
Brought the highest price.
This is 100% real.
This is word for word the letter he sent her. John stayed there so long he acquired a taste for human flesh. On his return to New York, he stole two boys, 1'7", 1'11". Took them to his home, stripped them. That's where the store comes from.
I know. I like what this led to. Yeah. Eli Roth at 7-Elevens.
Took them to his home, stripped them naked, tied them in a closet, then burned everything they had on. Several times a day,
He spanked them, tortured them to make their meat good and tender. Mm. First to kill the 11-year-old boy because he had the fattest ass and, of course, the most meat on it.
Fat. Every, look at that fat ass.
Every part of his body was cooked and eaten except the head, bones, and guts. He was roasted in the oven, all of his ass.
Tried to flush
boiled,
the guts, but...
broiled, fried, and stewed.
By the way, all of his ass is in parentheses.
The little boy was next, went the same way. At that time, I was living at 409 East 100th Street near Right Side. Yeah, which is in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So we go there. We got to go there.
Oh, yeah.
He told me so often how good human flesh was, I made up my mind to taste it. Mm. On Sunday, June the 3rd, 1928, I called on you at 406 West 15th Street, brought you pot, cheese, strawberries. We had lunch. Grace sat in my lap and kissed me. I made up my mind to eat her.
Oh, man.
On the pretense of taking her to a party, you said yes, she could go. I took her to an empty house in Westchester I'd already picked out. When we all got there, I told her to remain outside. She picked wildflowers. I went upstairs and I stripped all my clothes off. I knew if I did not, I would get her blood on them. Mm-hmm. When all was ready, I went to the window and I called her. Then I hid in a closet until she was in the room. When she saw me all naked, she began to cry and try to run down the stairs. I grabbed her.
You know that
and
feeling,
said
Henry.
She would tell her mama. Oh, yeah. You just got to get past it, and then you can date for a while. First, I stripped her naked. How she did kick, bite, and scratch. I choked her to death, then cut her in small pieces so I could take my meat to my rooms, cook and eat it. How sweet and tender her little ass was roasted in the oven. It took me 9 days to eat her entire body. I did not fuck her, though. I could have if I had wished. She died a virgin. Love, Albert Fish.
That's nice. I guess that's
veal. XOXO.
Human veal.
K-I-T. Have a kick-ass summer.
Yeah.
P.S. Could I get my dish back?
That's great. Well, you know, the daughter's
that's a fun
life
letter.
Went to somebody. It's a fun
bad
one to get.
Have read?
No, I thought it was really interesting. I didn't realize that Albert Fish was so crass.
Yeah.
I mean, he said fuck.
Albert Fish could barely read. Albert Fish was a disgusting fucking monster.
Right, right. That makes sense. I get in my head, he wears a top hat. He comes over sort of like the guy from Phantasm. You know,
oh,
like
yeah,
tall
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, but really, he's just a creepy, borderline homeless,
yeah,
elderly
kid-fucker.
Old man.
Kid
yeah.
fucker and yeah. murderer.
No,
and
not
eater.
Kid fucker. He didn't fuck her.
He fucked the other one. He fucked the little boy after this.
And I wouldn't
yeah.
be surprised if he fucked
yeah.
her.
I just think that he was gay for little boys and he just hated little girls.
Yeah.
You think so?
Mm. I don't know.
Interesting.
So I don't know.
I don't know.
Who
he fell in love
know?
With her. He loved does. This little. He loved Grace. He
so
loved her.
Much. It was like, what was that? My little pet. And then
I stroke it and I pet it and you're naughty.
I killed it.
Myself.
Oh, that's too bad. So do we have any information on what are the motivations for eating? Some people eat to consume the flesh and
it's
then become them.
It's always super,
them,
super
like,
morbid curiosity yeah. or sexual fantasy or like
to gain
ritual.
Their power, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of.
My father eats the hearts of birds that he kills.
Does
in
that
order
make
to
him
gain,
fly?
In order
so
to gain their power.
Because you're fucking just, you're backwoods fucking.
Hey. We have Indian. We go by the land of the Indians, by the laws of my people.
Oh, my God.
We eat the hearts
all
of birds.
All right. With
yeah,
your
Marcus
idea.
Is going to find a way to weasel in the only accent he can do. That's not true. You can do a lot of them. But he's going to weasel in that Native American one. I like it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we got to cover?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, we can do a quick run through on Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, of course.
I mean, we've
already talked
Dahmer,
about him.
I'm just saying he's worth mentioning.
I will say Dahmer, probably as we have him winning our March Madness tournament from a couple of, multiple episodes. Goodness,
oh, yeah, Dahmer was
episodes.
The best.
So
yeah.
Dahmer is the best. I would,
just in terms of volume and motivation, the yeah. fact that it all started for trying to make your own
right.
voodoo sex slave,
right,
which shows
right,
that,
right.
like, you know,
trying
it's
to make
a better,
zombies.
It's the right. whole, like, give a man a fish or teach a man to fish
right.
type
or,
thing.
Or, you know, give your
yeah.
daughter to Albert Fish and see what
yeah,
he can do
yeah,
with
yeah.
her.
See what his attempts are with yeah. her. And apparently also because of the pins that were up in his dick, when he got electrocuted to death, they had to do it two times because there's the story is that it's short-circuited.
The first time just really made him hard.
Oh,
he just seems to be really erect
like,
right now.
Yes!
Do
yes!
me more! Do me more! Do you have a daughter?
I have one more story of a family, a cannibal cult mother.
Yeah.
Ooh, cool. Mom's very rare in this.
Yeah, a mother tortured her son in a locked cellar while relatives skinned him and forced him to eat his own flesh.
Cool.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Was he bad at school?
That's the thing. He couldn't understand arithmetic.
Yeah, she was a member of a sinister religious cult. And her sister, Katerina, led the sickening torture of her 8-year-old
son. What
was the
name of the cult?
And his 10-year-old. It's called the Grail. What is it called?
The Grail
Mission. I looked it up. You know, like, I looked up a little bit of stuff about it here and there. But really, it's not a sinister cult. It's just New Age bullshit.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. The Skin Meat Clan.
No one knows how to do cults anymore.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, this one was. It's been around since, like, the 20s.
So
and it's like the Grail path or some shit like that.
It's like that True Christ cult that's going on in Australia right now with the guy who just says he's Jesus.
The Grail movement. That's what it is.
Have we done our cults episode yet?
We have. We could do another
one. We should do another one soon.
Yeah.
That was like our third or fourth episode.
Oh, great. We'll have to do one soon.
Yeah, because we did the Jonestown stuff.
Oh, right. Wonderful.
This is great. Good recap of a good old episode.
I love that Jonestown stuff.
Yeah, Get into it.
You guys like good public speakers? You want to laugh, have a good giggle fest? Listen to Jim Jones talking his people to death.
Woo!
Yeah.
Literally talking his people to death.
To death.
It took him... Just think about this for a second. In the time that it has taken you to listen to this episode, Jim Jones talked 900 people...
Into offing themselves.
Into killing themselves in 45 minutes.
So you do it.
No, don't do it.
Do it.
We'll
you
save
do it.
People from
you
suicide.
Do it.
Henry,
you do it.
Don't kill our family.
I command you to do it.
No.
Don't listen to Henry.
Show them how much power we have.
You know what? I just stopped
listening.
That's
how this is all going to come down.
Yeah.
I listened to this podcast for a while, but then they kept on telling me to kill myself. So I just like went to a different porn site. Whatever. So this kid was eating his own flesh. How many days or weeks or months did that take, or hours? I mean, how fast did you skin this guy?
It was over a period of months.
Ah.
And how they got caught is the woman, they kept him in a basement.
They made a big flag out of it and put it out in front of the house, and it was just a big human skin flag, and everyone's like, hey, what's going on with the human skin flag? And he's just like, I dare you to call the police.
I think we're going to call the police, Susan.
Yeah, I like to see. Yeah, call the police.
What happened is that this woman had installed a baby monitor, a TV baby monitor upstairs.
What year was this?
This was pretty recent.
This was like the movie Martyrs.
This is like 2000. This happened like 2007.
Martyrs is the shit. If you have not seen Martyrs, do it.
Check it out.
Hot foot it to some Martyrs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She put a baby monitor in there with the kid, so as they skinned it, she could hear it cry?
So, no, it was a video. It was a TV monitor. Like, it was a baby monitor that had, like, a camera.
Okay.
So they, and this kid was, like, 10.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a baby. This kid was fairly old, as far as, you know, kids who eat themselves go.
Sure, of course.
Did he like himself? Did he get any reviews? Is there any sort of Yelp reviews as to how he tasted?
I wonder if they also fixed the recipe up a little bit as time went on.
They stubbed cigarettes on their bare skin. There was two of them, by the way. It was brothers. They stubbed cigarettes out on their bare skin, whipped them with belts, tried to drown them, also sexually abused and forced to cut themselves with knives. So this woman had a baby monitor.
Is there a reason why? Do you know why?
All the story, because I read quite a few stories on this, trying to figure out why, trying to see, because everyone
like,
always
is
says
it a part of
the
ritual?
Grail, like they keep saying like they're part of the Grail movement, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I researched stuff on the Grail movement. There's nothing really sinister about that. It's just New Age bullshit. They don't, because they refuse to say.
It's like when Pat Robertson tells you.
The women refuse to say why they were doing this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're just doing it because it's cool. Because it was there.
Right.
Mount Everest.
And it's one of the offshoots of the religion, like when Pat Robertson tells you to invest in gold. And you're like, I never heard of that in the Bible. But they're like, no, no. Yeah, you got to eat your kid.
And so this woman had the baby monitor. And the person living next door to them had also bought the same baby monitor.
Get out of here!
So
technological mishap.
Yeah. So she picked up the transmissions.
Get out of here!
The neighbor, and so they.
Can you imagine if you thought you saw that going on in your baby room?
Right, right,
too?
Right.
Oh God!
They really do grow up fast, and then I guess they start eating their own skin. This is weird.
Weird.
Guess
Life's
how much?
Funny sometimes.
Guess how much time?
I don't know what to do with them tall salad and scramble.
Guess how much time this woman got?
How much time?
Just take a wild guess.
18. I'm gonna go 18.
Three
years.
Life sentences.
9 years.
Ah, good, 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 good. I'm sure she learned her lesson.
But the boy obviously died, right?
No.
They Ooh, all lived.
I'm so glad that he lived. I'm sure his life is great now.
Yeah, why?
And also, and not on top good. Of all that, he's all he also lives in the Czech Republic.
Is he a stand-up comedian?
Yeah, probably. I think it's at the very least, it's good for the bandage and gauze business. You know, if we can just get more people eating their own skin, that'll be perfect. Sales are through the roof. No one has skin anymore.
They were also kept in cages, handcuffed to tables, and made to stand in their own urine for days.
I do that, but that's just because I'm lazy.
Yeah, that's the thing with you. That
but
you're
why
different
are you standing?
My chair is over there.
The bathroom is over there, but I'm here.
Wapner's on.
Better eat. Wapner's on. You're an autistic man hanging out with Tom Cruise, I see.
Well, what the prosecutor said, their aim was to make the boys blindly serve their religious goals.
Well, yeah. That's
so this, they were in this like new agey cult, all that, and so the boys are like, I don't want to go to church. And they're like, I'm going to make you eat your own skin.
But don't you understand you got to do that through video games and YouTube? Yeah. That's all these kids like anymore is them video gamers and the YouTubers.
You got to fight a rebellious spirit.
Yeah. You got to get that high-pitched Freddy guy. The guy goes like, meh, 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 like that guy will get you to be into your religion.
Whatever.
And I'm sure that that guy will literally do fucking any single thing for a dime.
I do like that. Because when I grew up...
You could get him to be the spokesperson of your cult like that.
Absolutely. Exactly.
In a fucking millisecond.
No doubt. No doubt.
You have to cut the skin so you can't serve our Dark Lord and Master Jesus Christ, the freaking Dragon Warrior.
I would eat my own skin if that dude was the spokesperson.
I mean, I'd be into it. I definitely watch the videos and love them.
Love it.
Love it.
What's the guy's name?
Like it. What?
What's the guy's name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's one of those bits of information I'm just not going to let enter into my brain.
Really?
Yeah, I don't need to know that. I don't need to know what the kid's doing with the Jedi thing and your Rebecca Blacks and what she's doing.
I don't Friday.
Yeah, Friday. She's doing Friday.
Yeah. Which,
if you didn't know, is about the JFK assassination.
No.
Yes.
No, what? It's not.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Man,
anyway,
she's really good.
She is great. I love her.
This is great.
It is great. I mean, it's a bizarre way to get somebody to join the religion that you want them to join, tie them
up.
When I was growing up evangelical, they convinced me to love Jesus through puppets, you know, through just like bizarre, very terrible Christian sketch. And this family made this boy eat his own skin. Different approaches. But I bet you, I wonder if this kid does hold true a little bit of those religious tenements of this.
I'm going to imagine no.
No, you don't think so?
No.
You guys want to hear the Friday JFK assassination thing?
Oh, my God. All right.
Friday is about the JFK assassination. The man driving the car JFK was in, named Samuel Kicking
in the front seat, sitting in the back seat.
The assassination occurred on a Friday. And after JFK was shot, the Secret Service told Jackie to, quote, get down.
Gotta get down on Friday.
This just
the Cold War and the spread of communism are referenced.
Everybody's Russian.
No.
Finally.
No, that's not true.
No, that's up there
with the European.
No.
You're American when you go into the bathroom and American when you come out. What are you in the bathroom?
European.
There you go.
Finally, instead of eating a breakfast of eggs and sausage that morning.
Oh, my God.
JFK opted for a bowl of bran flakes.
Gotta have my bowl. Gotta have cereal.
The following Monday, JFK was due to sign a law that provided bus transportation to all students.
Gotta catch my bus.
Wow.
Why? I feel like this just disproves like 9/11 conspiracy theories here. Like, you can make a rational point about a lot of stuff, which is really sad.
America's importance is over.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, God, this Friday thing.
We are no longer the number one superpower.
No. Oh, we haven't been for years.
No, we're all over.
We're all over. Okay, are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Cool. So, yeah, we'll talk to you guys soon. Henry, anything you want to say? Or?
I just want to say it's just so nice to be out, to be making people laugh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm worried so hard to make me laugh.
Why don't we do a Louis? Why don't we do a Louis impression here, real quick?
Yeah. How's about Louis. Bringing some.
Eating tits.
You're right. Yeah. Fuck butts!
Okay.
This is fine. Magusulation.
Oh, my pants are too small for my big old brown snake.
Woo!
All right.
Wow. That's a full course dinner right there.
Brown snake.
Chop that right up.
Brown snake. Magustalations.
Magustalations.
Hi, oh me.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye.